Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. And I wanted to come to you all today because I hurt my back, okay? I don't know when it happened. It was a couple of days ago. I think I lifted these rocks and anyway, long story short, I am still currently in pain. But just the other night, I went to the gym, and as I was in the gym, I was sitting there with this young lady, and she came and got in the hot tub, and I'm just trying to, you know, just relax in the hot tub. And then we began to talk, and she just begins to overshare. And I'm like, why is she telling me this about why she's in the hot tub? I was lost, okay? I was totally confused. I'm like, lady, look, I'm married. I don't know what you're talking about, but I was so perplexed. But the moral of the story is this. Then I'm telling her, then she overshared. So then I started sharing. I'm like, yeah, I hurt my back. I don't know how I hurt my back, but, you know, I was just in a spot, in a position to where I'm like, this does not feel good. Then she said, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? I said, I'm 36. She said, oh. And I said, what? She said, you're at the age to where things start to hurt and you don't know what you did to make it happen and you don't know why it's happening. And I felt a little disrespected, okay? I felt a little disrespected and a little confused. But then we continued to have this conversation and then she eventually left and I was like, cool, I can relax now. But the point that I want to share with you all today is that advice always requires permission, okay? Remember that. My dad always says this to me, and happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers who are there spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. Happy Father's Day to all y'all. But my dad always says, advice always requires permission, and this is why I'm sharing this. I didn't ask her, did she have the solution for my back? I didn't ask her why her back hurt when her back began to hurt, right? I didn't necessarily care about none of that. What I cared about was me trying to get relief. And here's the thing. There's gonna be people that you come into contact with. There's gonna be people that you have conversations with, and they're gonna be sharing with you what their problem is, right? Hear me and hear me good on this. They're gonna share what the problem is that they're currently facing, but they're not asking you to solve their problem. They may not even know you well enough for you to give them a solution. They might not even be in the mind space for you to give them that solution, all right? So the first thing that happens when it comes to people talking to us, listen, 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 okay? Linda, listen. The reason why you wanna listen is because as you sit there long enough with somebody and then you just begin to listen, and then you can ask questions, right? You can ask clarifying questions. Now this person is going to see you as somebody who is creating a safe space for them. That's number one. So you wanna listen, right? And as you begin to listen for this person, now they're gonna say, oh, wow, okay, I can continue to open up. So as you begin to listen, now on the other side, you're creating a level of trust, okay? Trust. And we all know what people say about the trust, like, and know, okay? So you listen to people, you ask them questions, right? And then as you're asking the questions, then they begin to trust you. But then and only then, now you have earned the opportunity to ask them, do you want my feedback? Or would you like me to provide a solution for you, right? I've heard what you said. Like, you want to restate back to them what you said. I heard you said that you're struggling with this issue in your business. I heard that you wanted to be able to obtain X, Y, Z, right? I heard you said that you haven't been able to get that just yet. And now there's a third part. Would you like me to provide a solution for you, right? I think I can be able to help you. Are you open to that? The young lady last night didn't ask me, was I open to hearing her suggestion? Because she didn't even really give me a suggestion. She left me with the problem. And I would suggest you never leave anybody with a problem. If somebody comes to you sharing a problem, a struggle, a concern, don't leave them in that same spot. Listen to where they feel relieved, right? Ask questions to where you can begin to develop trust. And then lastly, if you have an offering, if you have a product, if you have a service to where it can bring them to a better solution, ask them, do you have you earned the right to offer them that solution? And here's why. When you offer them the solution, now you help them be able to solve this problem. And if you help them solve this problem, now you'll be a friend for life. I've said this once and I'm gonna say it again. When somebody is in a dire need, dire situation, and they're struggling, trying to overcome whatever they're trying to overcome, and you swoop in and you save them in this spot and in this place, you will be a friend for life. All right, so without further ado, family, if you got value from this episode, be sure just to share this episode with one friend that you feel could benefit from it, because we need to learn how to listen. We need to learn how to ask questions, right? Because that develops the trust. And then we need to learn how to share our offer. What is your offer? What is your solution? What are you providing to the market and to the people who are out there to where they can benefit and so can you? All right, this has been another episode of the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. If you got value from this, be sure to hit the follow button if you're listening on your audio streaming sites, or if you're watching on video, be sure to smash that subscribe button. Until next time, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?